Good morning, Bridge family. I'm Josh. Most of you just know me. I was once a wretched sinner, and I've been saved by God's grace. In April 2014, I believe. I woke up on a Thursday morning, trying to decide, should I go to men's group or not? I humbled around it. God said, go. I went. I was there with Pastor Charlie, Pastor Mike, and Pastor Jeff. And Pastor Jeff read a statement when Charles Spurgeon, and basically is saying, if you have the faith, and it is measured in that of a mustard seed, that's all you need. Another way of looking at it, the thief on the cross, he only had 6 hours of life left to confess to God. In this case, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, please take me. And Jesus said, I will. And he made room for him in the kingdom of heaven. That morning I was there. I had been stirred up and chummed. My stomach was like sick. I finally broke down in tears. And God said, please, forgive me for what I have sinned. I cried so much, it only felt like a few minutes, but in reality it was 30. It's unbelievable. The gift of salvation. Prior to then, I had no desire, any interest to get baptized. Afterwards, I wanted it. I was looking forward to it. And I got baptized sometime afterwards. God used me in a mighty way. We all have a strength of weaknesses, our own parts to play. Some people are very good at reaching out and speaking. But I do not feel God has gifted me the area as much. What I believe God has gifted me in the area of logistics, helping others when needed, coming up behind them when they need it, and everything. And someone asks, why is it so important to support the others? It's very important. Because I'm going to use a military analogy. Some people are very good at being on the front lines. Imagine the person that's super dedicated in the front line, they have a Gatling gun for the enemy. That Gatling gun can run out of ammunition. God has gifted me with the ability to get the ammunition for those in the field. Let them make sure that they do not run out of ammunition against the enemy. While at the same time, I would have a pistol at my side in case someone slips through. This is very similar to Nehemiah. When Nehemiah happened to the soldiers building the wall, they had shovels and pickaxes in one hand. On the side, they had a sword. They provided two duties: to build the wall and to defend it at the same time. God had gifted me as a person behind to help the others. I like helping people. John Ray and Dave Martin, bring them to church. We go out to eat sometimes. Occasional movies. And it's a blessing to take them out, enjoy the food. It is. It really is truly a blessing. And Pastor Jeff, you have sacrificed a lot for a church family. I want to give you a personal thanks for being there for me. Pastor Charlie, Pastor Mike, the same as well, and everybody else in our church. Thank you for being you. Do not give up in the fight. Because you do. Pray to God to help you. Pray to God. Because He will help you. I know. I'm living proof that it's true. And He will help you. And if you need to reach out to any of us, reach out. And you feel like you shouldn't, you don't have to. That's pride. Don't let it get to you. Love you all.